So I'll introduce myself.
I'm Mark Castle. I'm the current president of the Cruising Classics Car Club. Put my readers on here. Of course, of the Escanaba area. And with that, I feel it's my duty as the president of the club to announce the, on behalf of the Cruising Classics Car Club and the Fun Run Car Show, that after 40 years as a club, that Fun Run 2025 will be our last car show as a club. Due to, as a group, we're all getting a little older, as much as we hate to admit it, and our lives are changing. Although it probably doesn't seem like it, this is an exhaustive event, physically and mentally, for all of us that are still involved with this in the depth that we are. On behalf of the club, I'd like to say we cannot express our sincere appreciation for the immense support from our local businesses and the community support of our event. Although we will be breaking up as the car show itself, the members plan to remain as a club to attend other related events and as spectators and attendees in the surrounding area, and also continue supporting various auto events and fundraising events until we no longer can, be it physical support and monetary support, until funds diminish. Or as we diminish too. Please join us for the Fun Run 2025, as it'll be the last one at a bar event, and we hope and plan on it being a memorable event for everyone who attends. More music, more kids events. We've got a lot of stuff planned that we're gonna throw it all out there and hopefully everybody will have fun. The entire event will be bittersweet for all of us, all the ones that have been coming to the show for numerous years and those of us that have been involved with it from day one. And for the community itself, because that's been a huge event for everybody. On another note regarding that, the Escanaba DDA is looking forward to continuing this event with the Friday night cruise on Main Street and the car show on possibly on Main Street on Saturday, the same weekend as it has been in the past, so nobody has to change their calendars that they haven't changed for the last 40 years. The Cruising Classics ask that the community give the DDA all their support that they have, that they can give, that they've given us in the past and helped them out with their event. Some of our members will support them as well. We've got members that have already volunteered to step up and help them out. With that, I'll take any questions that anybody's got for now. Otherwise, I would offer the podium to Craig Warple, and he can maybe touch highlights on what they've got in mind of doing or anything else. So, anybody got anything for me or any of the club members?
What can we expect this year at the show?
Well, with this announcement, we're hoping it'll blow it out of the water. We're anticipating a huge crowd, even more so than in the past, because of this fact. We'd like to think it's going to go that way anyway. We're bringing back a couple things that we did years ago that were a lot of fun. We've also made some adjustments. We've gotten rid of a couple things, but that's things that you have to do over the course of 40 years. We've got a lot bigger kids event deal planned this year, jump houses and all that stuff like that to keep everybody entertained. And without, it's all on the participation we get from everybody else on the outlying areas and, then, of course, in local areas too. So,
can you explain a little how it all started?
This whole deal started 40 years ago in Coyne Chevrolet's service garage, where a bunch of guys were sitting around talking about this stuff, which some of them are still involved, and it spawned from there. It just exploded after it took us maybe a couple of years to make it happen, but then it just grew and grew and grew. We went from, I believe there was like...
There was 40 cars and 150 people there.
Yeah.
Under a big rainy tent.
I was going to say, under the rain.
Yeah.
And now we do 650 plus cars wise. We've had as many as 800 at different points. You know, weather's the gift here for everything is that goes, but in countless thousands and thousands of spectators. Not to mention what the organization has done for the community too, in return for all the support that we've got from them. Anybody else?
Any idea on the total amount you've contributed to various causes?
Well, we tried to nail that down.
Around $10,000 per year that we give away.
Right. So, you know, with the exception of the first few years, because we were just getting started and whatnot like that, but it's several hundred thousand dollars that's gone back out into the community and all the different donations to the programs and fundraisers and scholarships and everything like that. Everybody, anybody from the area knows what we've done in the past, and I understand completely that we probably will be truly missed, but it's time, you know? Mm-hmm. It's time. 40 years is a long run, and doing what we've done in that 40 years, not only the monetary thing for the community and stuff like that, even the cars alone that we've given away in the past. I tried to put a number on how many cars we've given away in the past, but it's phenomenal. It's I'm sure close to 60 cars, and there's national events that don't give away cars like we have in the past, and let alone two cars sometimes. Mm-hmm. A lot of years we've given away two cars for a participant's prize and whatnot too. But you know, that there's the thing too, the expense of the cars to continue on with this, it's not doable anymore. The cars have gotten quite expensive and even harder to find.
So what have you saved for last? Which car?
I've got a 1984 Hurst Olds. Goes along with the fact that we kind of started this whole thing in the 84-ish, 85 era, and that was the car that was new then. 29,000 mile original car. I purchased it from the original owner.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And she was 92 years old when she sold it to me and still driving it.
Oh, is that nice?
So the little old lady owning the hot rod is not an internet rumor, right?
No, it's not. I have picture proof of it, too.
Can you get tickets how?
Well, no, we don't have tickets ready
yet.
No,
they should be done by the end of the month. So
yeah. We're still putting together the ticket.
March 1st, you know, yeah.
Final touches and stuff on it, which is what we, this time of the year like this is how this happens all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we always got a straggler maybe here or there, but it'll be all together and whatnot, and the tickets will be available for it soon. Mm-hmm. It's a nice car. It's not perfect, but it's a very nice car. And I love the story behind it. You know, 92-year-old lady, and she was a sweetheart too, and she was crying when I loaded the car up and to take it home.
Is the money that you guys raise and donate back to the community, is that all gained from selling raffle tickets?
Raffle tickets and the events that go on at the fun run, like we've got 50-50 ticket sales that all goes into a fund. We've got different silent auctions. We've got things like that, and it all goes into the big fund.
Which that fund also will use to buy the cars?
We do make a purchase of the car out of that, but you know, being as successful as we have been in the past, that put us in a position to be able to do that. The first few cars were actually put together by members that we gave away. And actually at this point, I hope to have the very first car that we gave away on display at the show. It's still here in town. Yeah. Anything else? My fellow members, you guys got anything you want to say?
No, pretty much
fine.
Greg? Not having a diner this year.
Yeah.
Step out of one hat and into the other.
Yeah.
Can't believe I'm standing in front of this.
You'll be okay.
You'll get over it.
First of all, I'm Craig Warple. I'm director of the Escanaba Downtown Development Authority. Sue Parker is our chair of the authority, and Mark Amel, along with being mayor, is also a member of the board, a non-voting member as well. So he's also had a lot of input on this. Our goal is not to duplicate what Cruisin' Classics has done over the years. That's not possible to do. The impact that they've had on this community has been immense. So our goal is to continue something like that they have done so that our community can continue to benefit from a car show that we are currently calling the Ludington Street Cruise. So it will include a parade on Friday and then a car show similar to the Muscle on Main through the downtown, taking up as many blocks. If we have 800 cars, awesome. From Ludington Park to Lincoln Road, wouldn't that be incredible to see? We'll also include music. We just purchased a stage recently that you'll see at some other events this summer that will be put up in the street as well and offer music that way. So it'll be a much simpler event with the parade on Friday and the car show then on Saturday with Ludington Street blocked off. Just so that people can continue to enjoy the cars, which they have certainly over the years, and then bring people into our community as well. So, Sue, I don't know if you have anything else to say. No. Mark's goal was to provide something up and down all the street happening at the same time. So, Mark, anything you'd like to add to this?
Sure.
Hmm?
I can do it from here, right?
You can do it from wherever you like. Up here is great.
I'll do it from there. Still keeping the chook on
the
nose, winter time.
If you want to be on the radio.
By the way, this is 2026 that we're talking about here.
The discussions that Mr. Warple and I had over months and things was the concept of the benefit that I've witnessed being on the corner of Ludington and Stevenson that this car parade has brought to the community. Because, as Craig has coined the phrase, we do have the longest small town downtown in Michigan. And it's never going to get any shorter. And it's plenty wide, which means it's perfect for parades. So the one thing we don't want to lose is something that draws all of our community to come down, spend time with one another, enjoy the establishments that we have, enjoy each other's company, and have some form of entertainment that's fairly unique to our region and what we do. Keeping a parade of some sort, any kind, and if it's classic cars, fabulous, because we already know that's a great draw. 40 years is an amazing run for anything like that. So I'm really excited about that concept, that Craig's willing to help the DDA take that over and continue something like that, because it's important that we remember to gather in the spaces that we have here so that we remember what a good place it is that we live in. So thank you for doing that. The only other thing I want to say is this part. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Were you guys also part of the? I will never know all of the members of the club because there have been so many. But I do remember having the opportunity as a very young person to rollerblade up the street with my Verhamey friends because they knew Mr. Gundry, and we got to throw candy out. And what a unique opportunity to be part of something so much bigger than I understood at that point in time. But now that I'm in this position, I can look back and go, that was really important that I had that involvement. It helped shape my interest to want to be part of bigger things and make things happen. So thank you for taking your hobbies, your abilities, your time, your patience, and turning that not only into something that you enjoy, but something that the entire community has been able to enjoy and benefit from for four decades. Thank you all very much.
We are forming a committee. I've already formed one that is going to be